San Francisco Bay Area. This is Grace and Truth with Dave Chu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Grace and Truth podcast. This is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope you guys are doing well. Now, the whole purpose of this podcast is to help any of you who know anyone who struggles with Asperger's to learn how to interact with people like us in grace and truth. Now, for the first few podcasts, I will be sharing what I originally had shared on the live broadcasts from my Facebook page, and in future podcasts, I hope to share some new potential topics and interviews. Today, we're going to kick off with the program that started it all on March 11th of this year, 2017, entitled, You Can't Please Everybody, The Dangers of Approval Addiction. Now, approval addiction or people-pleasing may sound like something that only happens outside of the church, but in actuality, it happens pretty much everywhere, especially within the church. Now, let's say there's a group of people who are really into video games and you're not, and you try to fit in. It's people-pleasing. Maybe you want to fit into a group that's really into playing rock music loud and be in the band. And maybe you don't know how to play an instrument or how to sing. People-pleasing. Or maybe people within your church have a high expectation on you, especially when it comes to secondary issues, and you just can't meet that expectation. As hard as it sounds, it's people-pleasing. You cannot please everyone. You're going to have friends and you're going to have enemies, whether you like it or not. Before I canceled my previous blog, vlog, and podcast, Chew on This, I was trying to be a people pleaser and wanted to be accepted. In reality, I was already accepted by my Adonai, my Father in Heaven, my Savior, Yeshua, Jesus. Now I have my story from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube, and at first what led me not to upload it last year was the fear of how people from my past would respond. But God, through His Word and through other brothers and sisters, taught me that I don't have to care about how other people from my past will respond to my story. I care more about the people that I've never met in my life in the future and how they will be encouraged. Now, the word care was being used. How do we define it in both of the earlier statements? Well, caring for others is an act of selflessness. It puts others before yourself, and it actually produces good results. Caring about how people see you, on the other hand, is people-pleasing, and that leads to depression. As I mentioned earlier, people-pleasing not only happens in the world, it also happens in our churches as well. I have actually been to churches where, although it was never taught, it was implied that I had to act a certain way in order to be approved by my group. Some of the people that I interacted with would say things like, maybe you should learn to do this or that. Act this way and not that way. The list goes on and on. I cannot tell you how miserable and exhausting it was for me to try to be a people pleaser during that time. Then, during my first year in Celebrate Recovery, I started to see that people pleasing was wrong, that trying to be a people pleaser was wrong. I can care about people. I don't have to care about what people think about me. As a result of keeping that in mind, I have found more freedom in my walk with the Lord as a result. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!